Welcome back. We are Real News with Rick Outzen on News Talk 1370 WCOA. Of course, I'm Rick Outzen. It is approaching 7:46. It feels great outside. You can wear a sweater most of the day. Then we've got the storms coming tonight. We'll give you more on that later. Big news this week. The Mark Lee Real Estate team, they hit a milestone. Lifetime sales of $1 billion. Their year-to-date record is $133 million in sales. We've got the operations manager of Mark Lee's team on the line now, Gary Michaels. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Before we start talking about real estate and everything else, one thing I want to do on the air is thank you for you and Mark's support of me over the years in the newspaper and in our reporting. Yeah, when you do the stuff I do, sometimes you take on more than you can chew, and it can get pretty dicey. And you've always been there, Gary, with a kind word of encouragement to push me to keep going. And I just want to thank you for being that sort of person for us.
Well, you're welcome, Rick. And we're big fans. I think you care greatly about the community, and you tend to cover topics that need to be covered, and I just think you do an exceptional job for our community.
Well, what y'all have done is amazing for the community, because y'all are involved in a lot of great charities out there. But let's talk real estate. I mean, what's the secret to $1 billion worth of sales? I mean, your team's amazing. You and Mark have been together forever. You brought in Cherry Fitch, and then it's grown. It's expanded. But first, what's the secret to $1 billion of sales?
You know, I think over close to 20 years, it's just one deal at a time, and it's one customer at a time. So, you know, I've had people say to us, you know, a few years ago, I've always said, you know, exactly, you know, how do you do it? Are you internet marketing, whatever? We have a full-time marketing director that does all that. But, I mean, I would say 70% of our business is just repeat clients and referrals from our clients, as well as our corporate partners in the community that, you know, we work hard. You know, our main goal is to sell the area. So if, you know, you get a corporation that wants to, or a hospital physicians group that's trying to recruit somebody to the area, our job is to just sell our community and sell our area, which obviously is not that hard to do because, you know, we have a lot to sell here on the Gulf Coast.
Well, you know, Mark, I mean, Gary, y'all are part of Levin Rinke Realty. But y'all were one of the first groups, you know, you and Mark put together one of the first teams. Y'all called yourself a team, gosh, 15, now almost from the very beginning. The team concept, where did that come from? And explain the memory. You know, let's identify who you've got working on y'all's team now, because I remember it was just you and Mark.
Sure.
And then Cherry came along.
Yeah. Cherry, you know, everyone, you know, Cherry, rock star, worked in the school system in Gulf Breeze for 30 years. The year she retired, she got Principal of the Year for the state of Florida, which was a huge honor. And, you know, so many people like corporate relocations and people coming to the community, you know, one of their biggest questions and concerns is the school systems. And Cherry could, you know, hand walk them. She could answer any of the questions related to schools. We added Jeremy Johnson. Of course, we recruited him to Levin Rinke. I lose track, but you know, 7-8 years ago, we like his style, his culture, and his belief in handling transactions and customer service mirrored ours. So we added him to the team. His wife, Rachel Johnson, worked for Studer Group for many years as a corporate trainer. So we brought her in to kind of head up some of our corporate relocations and buyers. And then, of course, Steven Vance is, you know, marketing guru extraordinaire. And he's been on the team now for about 5 years. And he just, you know, wherever we need to be, whether it's, you know, Instagram, online, any place, Twitter, he has us all over, and he ensures any of our customers and properties we list get exposed, you know, all over.
The voice you're listening to is Gary Michaels. He's Mark Lee Team Realtor and Operations Manager. They hit a lifetime sales milestone of $1 billion in sales this week. The other thing, Gary, that is, I mean, you have a lot of big ticket items. Y'all have done some huge transactions, but you still help first-time home buyers too. I know Cherry helped our daughter Trisha and her husband Tom find their home and over in the Scenic Heights area. There's hands-on no matter the budget of the person looking for the home. So it's more than just beach condos.
Yeah, we pretty much do it all, which has been, you know, a help to the success. And like you said, I think the key and another key to our success is we're very hands-on through the transaction. You'll see someone on our team, whether it's inspections, we show up, we're there, whether it's working with the attorneys to get it closed. You know, we don't have a clerical or a transaction person doing it. We handle that ourselves. We're involved with the insurance, appraisals. You know, really, I say the majority of the people are just genuinely our clients, our friends like you, your daughter, referrals, and our corporate partners trying to recruit and bring in top talent for our community. So we're pretty blessed. We enjoy working with the people we work with.
All right. So Gary, how do you sell Pensacola? I know it's second nature to you and to your team, but how do you sell Pensacola to someone who's looking at the area?
You know, I think we come from different aspects because Cherry, of course, is a native. She grew up in Milton, spent a lot of time in her life in Gulf Breeze. Mark's a native to Pensacola, grew up in East Hill, vacationed with his family and had a second home on the beach. You know, I'm from New England, so I relocated here when I ran nursing homes for 20 years. And I also, you know, I was vice president. I had, you know, over 5,000 employees, 38 homes. So I realized the importance of recruitment. The quality of my homes, the quality of my product was only as good as the team I could build and recruit to the area. So, you know, and for me, number one is quality of the people, and from somebody who, like I said, ran 38 nursing homes throughout the state of Florida, the culture and the quality of the people here in the Panhandle is exceptional. I think the beauty of it, obviously, there are no beaches, and I've been all over even Florida. There's no beaches like our beaches. I think it goes back to it's a large enough city to where you can get big events and big, you know, concerts, and Elton John will come to town for a concert. And, you know, we're always having the festivals and events and art shows, the Blue Angels Air Show. And yet there's still a sense of community to where, you know, it doesn't take long. You go out on Friday night out to dinner at a restaurant and you know, you see your neighbor, you see somebody you work with, and it's a very friendly community. And then obviously everything downtown, you know, thanks to the Studers and yourself and so many other people who have really just invested and put their time and energy. You know, Pensacola is not the small little, you know, closed down shop that it was, you know, 14 years ago.
Right.
And that's a big draw for people wanting to relocate here.
Gary, congratulations. Please, you know, I think this achievement is huge. I don't know if anyone else has done it here like y'all have. And thank you for coming on the show this morning. Yesterday you debuted on Fox. You know, you were on, you know, Fox Business yesterday. So
correct.
I'm glad we keep raising the bar. You get to get on our show today. So
absolutely. I appreciate it very much.
All right. We'll catch up soon. Okay. Gary, thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Bye. Gary Michaels, Mark Lee Team, an amazing group of realtors. They've sold in good markets and bad and hit a great milestone.